Kent's heart skips a beat. Jack is kissing a guy. That guy from his college team. On national television. The freshly won Stanley Cup is right behind them in the frame. Stanley Cup champion Jack Zimmerman is kissing a guy on national fucking television. Heart pounding. Kent puts his phone away. If he leaves right now, it'll look suspicious. He'll stay for one more drink and then he'll leave. He's not the best company, though. It's hard to contribute to the bar conversation when he can't scrub the image of Jack kissing a man at center ice and looking happier than Kent's ever seen him. Ken hasn't seen Jack smile like that since. This is probably going to open up the floodgates of rumors about their time in juniors again. He should make calls to his team, find out what the plan is. That's what finally gets him up off the bar stool. He makes his excuses and goes out on the street, where he waits for an Uber and checks in with his publicist. The consensus is not to respond to any press inquiries and have a supportive message sent out from his Twitter account. Fine. Back at his apartment, Ken tells himself he's just curious. He lifts the lid on his laptop, pulls up Jack's private Facebook account, and starts going through Jack's photos. There's a frustrating dearth, even here, Jack's private as hell. It's mostly landscapes, a cliffside view, a wintry nighttime shot that Kent's sure was taken in Montreal, a frozen over lake that might be in Providence. There are almost no pictures with Jack in them. But there is one picture that Jack's been tagged in, a photo of him with his college teammates. He scans the photos, looking for a familiar face, or at least someone who pings Kent's radar, and then he sees him. The blonde kid from the party. He'd been in the blue zip-up hoodie, standing in the frat house hallway after. Ken hovers his cursor over the guy's face until his name pops up. Eric Biddle. Then he clicks through to Bill's profile, and now he's falling headlong into Stalker X territory. Except he and Jack never dated, so much as. In contrast with Jack's profile, Eric Biddle's Facebook is full of pictures. Ken right arrows through 1, 5, 20, 30 different pictures. There's one of him baking, brows furrowed. There's one where he's padded up for a game. Kent keeps clicking until he finds one with Jack, untagged but captioned with, Epi Kickster. It's from the party. They're standing close together, smiling. Kent's in the next photo. He doesn't even remember taking a photo with this guy. Seeing proof of his own proximity to Biddle pulls him back to reality. He closes out of the photos and is about to go do something else, anything else, when a video on Biddle's profile catches his eye. It's a YouTube video of Biddle. The title of the video reads, "Pecan Pie Plus Your Questions." "Hey y'all, so," Biddle says as he lines a pie tin with dough for the crust. His voice is bright and upbeat, and he has a thick southern accent that Kent doesn't really remember him having. "We're making pecan pie today. Note the pronunciation of pecan, please. Now, the first question comes from Piece of Crumb Cake, who asks, how do you get the right consistency for buttercream icing? You know what? That's a great idea for a video. It'll be easier if I show you anyway." Biddy winks over at the camera. "All right, pecan pie. First step, roll out your crust and line the bottom of your tin like so. Next step, preheat your oven. Don't do it before you roll out your crust or your oven will get too hot. Unless you have a real sensitive onion like poor old Betsy. Let's see, next question." Kent exits out of the browser completely and shuts his laptop. This is a very bad idea. The thing is, if it was someone else, if it was someone rough around the edges, someone scrappy and mean like Kent, then maybe this wouldn't feel so fucking awful. Kent could handle it if Jack was dating another asshole, but Bill's way too nice. It just confirms for Kent that he really was the big mistake in Jack's life, the distraction that derailed Jack's career, because if Biddle's the kind of guy Jack falls in love with, then a fuck-up like him never stood a chance.